This weekend, the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series rolls into Riverside International Speedway. Gonna be 300 laps of action-packed side-by-side stock car racing.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Gonna do what they say can't be done.
The hometown hero, the number 89 of Donald Chisholm, is the defending winner of this race. He's prepared and ready to go.
Looking forward to it. The weather shows a great weekend coming up weather-wise. I do enjoy running with these guys. You're not worried about points and all that stuff, so you just show up and go as hard as you can go, and hopefully you're there at the end. I didn't think I'd ever be a defending NASCAR race winner, but it's pretty cool, and love to do it again, but you know, we're pretty realistic. Obviously, there's guys in that series that are going to be tough to beat. They go hard. It's a fun series, like racing with them, and really looking forward to this weekend, and hopefully we can pull out another win.
Victory Lane will be a tough place to visit come Saturday night at Riverside International Speedway under the lights. Two-time NASCAR Canadian Tire Series champion, DJ Kennington. Also locked and loaded.
Getting ready to head to the East Coast. It's Riverside. It's our mini Bristol, and we're really looking forward to getting Nick Castro Edge and Hendrick Tractor Dodge back to Victory Lane.
DJ, this is a track you've won at. You've won at all of them, but this one here is kind of special. That 17 car, Whitey, the whole team gets up for this one, and you always sail through the high banks of Riverside. That's a good track for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. It's a fun racetrack. It's fast. It's a little bit technical. You can get yourself in trouble in a hurry, but two grooves of racing, and it's kind of nice having that option to be able to move around if the car's not working where you want it to. You can work it around, try to find somewhere where it will work, and make for good, exciting racing. Hopefully get this Castro Edge and the Hendrick Tractor Dodge up front and where it belongs.
The number 22 Canadian Tire Dodge, Scott Steckley, has three national championships. He's also got two wins so far in 2015. Can he make it three? At Riverside.
We're just actually putting the 22 car onto the scales and going to put a setup in it. Can't wait to get to Riverside Speedway and hopefully go for the win in the 300.
You have had success at Riverside Speedway. You like those high banks.
Yeah, I love going to Riverside. I think all the drivers do, but it's definitely my favorite oval of the year to go to. And sat in the pole there a few times. We've won there. We should have won a couple more. And we're definitely going there to win this time.
Do things come in threes for you?
Well, let's hope so. We thought we were going to get the win at St. Eustache, and we had a parts failure with 15 laps to go. So that's the way racing is. So hopefully this weekend, you know, everything's on our side and we can get the win.
Scott Steckley is the point leader currently in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. He comes in with a 6-point lead over Andrew Ranger and just a 10-point lead over a car that was incredibly fast at Riverside last year. The number three of Jason Hathaway. You'll also see stars like LP Dumoulin, Alex Tagliani, Joey McComb, and more. Some drivers will make their debut at Riverside International Speedway in the 300. Drivers like the number 87 from Newfoundland, Josh Collins. What is going to be success for Josh Collins coming out the other end of 300 laps at Riverside?
Just a solid finish. We're looking for hopefully staying the lead lap. I guess their goal is their first time in the car. We're used to now changing up cars. We ran several different type cars, like in Pro Stock and Sportsman. But getting into a different car is going to be nothing new. But if we can finish on the lead lap, top 10 or so, we'll be very pleased with that.
There's just a peek of what you can expect this weekend at Riverside International Speedway. Tickets are available at riversidespeedway.ca or follow along at NASCARHometracks.com.
Somebody help me, please. Out that NASCAR.